Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I be Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering Robotica Season 3, Episode 2.
So, I listened back to last week's episode and I heard the threat that you made. Because that actually happened in the US, there's different laws from here in the UK. So, you know what? I might sue you if you ever play that footage.
I mean, come on. I wouldn't be that stupid. It's not like I would compromise 10 minutes of my valuable time.
You know, it's not like it also happened 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Episode 2 of Robotica.
And CM Punk Jack Perry jokes.
Nope, that's the only one this episode.
I promise. I know. So, let's instead focus on a far more brutal humiliation. Because the first pairing in this episode is... Firstly, returning robot, Jawbreaker's Revenge.
He's a big boy now.
He's a big boy now with his... At first I thought his jaws are smaller. It's not, it's just the rest of the robot's bigger.
Yeah, because I thought the robot was the same size as well. But then, see when they showed the starting grid for the gauntlet? You realise that, like, Jawbreaker is, like... significantly bigger than his opponent is.
I mean,
it's like,
to
okay,
be
that's
fair,
just completely rebuilt.
That's because their opponent is 90 pounds.
Aww.
He's a little baby!
He's a little baby boy!
He's Buzz Bomb! And, yeah, Buzz Bomb, it's fairly generic four-wheel drive robot.
It said it had a saw blade or a blade or something like that.
It had a saw blade that they could put in, which you're kind of going, you're going to need more than a saw blade, boys.
You're going to need to pack a lunch, as they say.
So early on, both robots are quite free quite quickly. However, Buzz Bomb makes a mistake of... When it gets to the final... So it gets through the wood fine, gets through the cans fine, gets through the bricks fine. When it goes for the concrete slabs, it hits them too fast and gets high-sided on one.
Yeah, it kind of skids into them.
Yeah. It basically, what happens is it runs full whack to get through the bricks. And it then tries to stop...
Mm-hmm.
Before it hits the slab and it runs out of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of skids halfway into it.
Like, one of the slabs becomes like a ramp and it drives up it and then high centers itself.
Yeah. So, what then happens is Jawbreaker does free them. Whilst it was freeing them, it gets in a shoving contest. And this is when you realise, oh right, Jawbreaker is more than twice the weight of its opponent.
Yep. That'll come in handy later.
So Buzz Bomb. Buzz Bomb ends up high-sided again, meaning that... Jawbreaker's Revenge is able to take a nice, calm, easy victory, get through all the glass. I mean, it's an experienced team, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice, it becomes just a practice session for them. And yep. they finished the session 85 points to 40 ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe Buzzbomb can come back in the Labyrinth.
Yeah, it's small, it's nimble. It maybe will get through a couple of those challenges quite well. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
But first, we've got Pangolin. And he's going to be going up against Nemo's nemesis.
So, Pangolin is a six-wheel robot with a small, tiny, triangular shovel on the front.
A pshht.
That is a flipper.
Hmm. It's a weird shape, this robot.
Yep.
And Nemo's nemesis is the biggest boy in the history of boys.
Oh, it's fucking huge.
It's a unit, I put in my notes.
The problem is it looks rather hollow.
Mm. I think they said that it literally is up to the exact, like, specifications that you're allowed to have your robot at. So it's like they purposely chose to have the big, widest boy ever.
Well, that's because it's physically the widest.
Mm-hmm.
As wide as the actual main
arena, I suppose.
As the path that it's trying to go down.
Mm-hmm. I think the logic of it is make it as wide as possible and it probably will not be flipped.
It has a pair of flippers.
Yes. Like two independent flippers on. So it's a big flat front and then two independent flippers that kind of point out either side. So Pang, I'm going to call it Pang throughout this, so just so you know. So Pang gets a fast start, and it gets all its obstacles down quite quickly. Nemo is taking the slow approach, but both of them manage to get all their obstacles down as they meet in the middle. And then Pangolin just starts trying to go up the ramp to get around Nemo because there was very little space.
We physically can't.
Yeah. And then because Nemo is so thick and wide, it pushed literally all the obstacles out of its way. So Pangolin gets past and has a clear run right through the
debris. It's glorious. You can almost see this moment of them just going, oh, hooray.
Free ride, and a hot plate. But indeed. Nemo still has to get through all the debris that Pangolin left. So by the time Nemo even gets round to the point where it needs to go up the ramp, Pangolin has cleared the forest of glass and smashes the bonus pin. So Pangolin with a very quick, very decisive victory. And Pangolin gets 60 points to Nemo's nemesis 50 points.
Yeah.
50 points. I mean, you can't argue with the results there. Nemo kind of was his own downfall by being a thick boy.
Well, basically what happened is Nemo, it looked like Nemo just went, oh, if we make the robot so wide, all we need to do is get halfway, and then even if we're in a shoving match, we can just turn slightly and it'll get stuck.
Yeah, well.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online, YouTube, that's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TeknoAxe.
I was more concerned about it in the Labyrinth, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because which is where we go next. Oh.
I guess... this is horrible!
Yeah, like... So Jawbreaker and Buzzbot collide as the match starts, and then Jawbreaker gets Buzzbum in a headlock, and there was nobody there to break it up.
I want to point out, I've been very good. I have made no references at all this week, because I knew that this came out like 2 weeks after the stuff was relevant.
Yeah, but I felt like this one was justified.
Yeah. Because what ends up happening, so Jawbreaker gets a grip, because it turns out that Jawbreaker's prep, instead of going, oh, we'll put something up so we can smash the glass lines.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll do is we will use the other robot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they actually clarify this in the rules. They go, oh, no, no, no. Even if it is actually Buzz Bomb's
robot, parts, yeah,
touch the glass and break it, it counts as Jawbreaker's because Jawbreaker's the one doing it.
Yeah. It literally just used Buzz Bomb as the glass breaker.
Yeah. And the worst part is, because there's no law saying you have to let go after 30 seconds, whatever, it is just the whole time. Jawbreaker just carries them around and it goes through every piece of glass, which is definitely not real glass at this point. It's definitely some sort of sugar glass. I'm fairly sure of that.
Mm.
And I just realised I made a reference to mainly to fuck.
Heck, that one was...
It's fine.
Yeah.
Cry me a river.
So... Do you realise how hard it took for me not say that again? Like, I actually bit my tongue and I think it's bleeding a little.
So... It's all in under control, and then Jawbreaker... goes into the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes into the sand, it suddenly goes, oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
So there's this weird moment where you can see Buzzbomb's trying desperately to get away, because, oh, we might get away here, whilst Jawbreaker is covering the place in sand.
Mm-hmm.
Your sand is getting there to the point where they actually say, we're going to have to clean up the entire robot because we just kicked that much sand up in the air.
Yep.
And then, like, 2 seconds before they escape, the buzzer goes and they're out of time.
Yep. I mean, it's one way to go about this, this event. So...
I mean, to be fair, if you have a weapon that means you can trap your opponent.
It's that kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, it was in the rules. Is it fair? Probably not, but it certainly did show some interesting television for, you know, a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah, it was...
like, because I was just genuinely impressed that they managed to keep hold of the entire event and maneuver about as well as they did.
Yeah.
Even to the point where there was one point where Jawbreaker just pushed, like, Red Rat out of the way. So it was, like, essentially was pushing two robots at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was relatively impressive.
Yep. So, on the other hand...
So we get, well, Buzzbot gets 0 points while Jawbreaker gets 85. So that's a total of 40 points for Buzzbomb and 170 for Jawbreaker's Revenge. So Jawbreaker just manages to squeak through.
Just a little.
Only just.
The next round is incredibly... So it's Pangolin versus Nemo's...
Nemo's Nemesis.
Nemo's Nemesis. I was For some reason, I was going to call it Nemo's Revenge.
Although, that's Finding Nemo 2 when that finally comes out.
Immediately, the two of them start pushing each other and fighting.
Mm-hmm. Which is the best way to start these labyrinth matches, is have these two just go at it. Mm-hmm. Like, and that tiny little like square. So, Pangolin gets stuck on the spikes when it goes through there, and then finally gets the glass that gets 15 points, while Nemo takes on the box.
Which considering its width, is really surprising.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's
they actually said they had to make the robot narrower.
Yeah, they had to take, like, some bits off the side.
Yeah.
And then, Pangolin goes for the bridge. And gets stuck. So, Nemo's Nemesis has a chance here. The robot's his opponent's stuck. And all he needs to do is make up just a few points. So, while that's happening, Red Rat
is
comes around,
it.
Yeah, and gets Pangolin free, which it then breaks the glass and gets 25 points off of that. Nemo gets 20 points by going over the flipper ramp.
Meanwhile, Pangolin gets stuck back again.
Yep, it gets stuck even worse on the way back because it gets stuck on its side. So, like, you see Red Rat furiously tapping it, trying to get it off again, and it wasn't happening that time. And then, just for some reason, Nemo just decides to stop trying to go for other obstacles and tries to go for the final pain, which it would have won had it got the final pain.
Yeah, it's...
But it couldn't get through the doors. Because
it's trying so desperately.
For some reason, it's going through backwards, so it's using the point to get through, as opposed to trying to use its front, which has the two flippers that, when they stick out, are relatively flat. So you drive forward, they should probably be able to push the ramps down. But it kept going backwards with the pointy back, and it couldn't get through. Time runs out. And because of that, both Pangolin and Nemo both end the round with 35 points, which means Pangolin ends the game with 95 points and Nemo 85 points. So Nemo kind of screwed itself. All it needed was one more obstacle and it would have won. But it decided to try and go for the final pain.
What this also means, it also means that Red Rat literally decided the winner, because by pushing enough that Pangolin got that one point, that was enough.
Yep, so Red Rat screwed Nemo.
Yep.
So our final fight to the finish will be Pangolin versus Jawbreaker.
So you've got Jawbreaker, who has been one of the most dominant forces in this entire episode. And Pangolin, which was... So its flipper was too narrow for the first round. It was too long for the second round, and it got fucked on the bridge. I mean, it's just... It's had a lot of luck to get here. But hey, anything can happen.
Exactly, because could you imagine Nemo's Nemesis versus Jawbreaker in this final round? I don't think Jawbreaker would be able to get a grip on Nemo.
Yeah, but they could easily have got under, is the one thing.
Potench. So, fight to the finish starts. And Jawbreaker almost instantly grabs Pangolin and
it does take a few minutes, to be fair. Well, not a few minutes, a few seconds. There's a few seconds where it does actually have almost a chance.
Yeah, it grabs it once and then it manages to get out, because I think like the way that Jawbreaker grabbed it, it's Jawbreaker's wheels sort of one was off the ground, and so it didn't have the kind of traction that it needed, so it kind of let it go and sort of rebalanced itself. So the second grab, it's perfect. Jawbreaker can drive about with Pangolin in its gub. That's mouth in Scottish.
It does need to have a few different attempts just to get it, because the first time it grips it, it's at the wrong angle.
Yeah. But when it gets it the second time, it can drive about with it. And it drove it to the arena wall. Yep. And then it bounced off the arena wall and dislodged the robot. And then the rails fall. So if it waited maybe like 2 more seconds,
yeah,
it would have got a clean like swipe off.
Then it gets a bit ridiculous. So Pangolin then drives off the side. So half its wheels are hanging off the side. Mm-hmm. And the angle of it means the other half of its wheels are not on the ground.
Yep.
And then Jawbreaker tries to push it. And then a spike is actually keeping keeping Pangolin up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it basically just takes a little
It's just
bit
hovering. Some would say it's already eliminated because, I mean, all six wheels were, like, you know, above the pit area.
Three weeks and you're still salty.
Minimum another 3 years at least. But eventually, Jawbreaker managed to wiggle Pangolin off. And Jawbreaker is through to the final.
Yep. So we've got one. So that's up. We've now got one of the established teams back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. Wait a minute. Wasn't Mini Ripper returning robot as well?
Possibly. Pretty sure it may have been.
Yeah, Mini Rips are returning robots. So yeah, it appears that the best solution to be successful in Season 3 of Robotica is to have entered before.
Mm-hmm. What a noble concept.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have no idea. We have absolutely no idea who will win next week, though. It could be anyone. It could be the robot that's won both series of Robot Wars, has been hugely dominant in everything it's ever touched, or it could be one of the other three jobbers.
Hmm.
Who wins? Let's find out next week.
Next week.